In just a few short years, the town of Normal has created several new landmark spaces in Uptown, starting with the Normal Theater and the Children's Discovery Museum, and Uptown Circle, too. But how do you make Uptown greater than the sum of its parts? That's the job in front of Beth Wissman, the new director of the Normal Cultural Arts Department and Children's Museum. Wissman is a former radio broadcaster who previously ran the McLean County Museum of History. She tells GLT's Ryan Denham that they're working on a more holistic approach to cultural arts in Uptown.
It is an exciting time. I'm trying my best to catch up on things that have changed since the last time I visited myself, getting to know the staff, getting to know the board, getting to know the rest of the departments within the town, and really just immersing myself in the Children's Discovery Museum, the Normal Theater, and the whole Uptown. It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot. You oversee the Town of Normal's Cultural Arts Department. So that is the Children's Discovery Museum. That's the Normal Theater. That's a lot of things. So where are you spending most of your time and your attention so far after the first 38 days in the job?
Besides just getting to know staff throughout the department and throughout the town, most of the energy right now is figuring out my day-to-day and how I can split my attention to those things you just listed. A lot of it, I would say 70% of it, is the Children's Discovery Museum and the foundation that raises money for the exhibits inside the museum. And the rest are Normal Theater and Uptown events and activities. And the upside of that is the staff that we have is pretty amazing, so that equation makes sense. We couldn't do it without people like Adam Fox, for instance, who's doing a great job at the Normal Theater.
What are some of the goals that that the new city manager, Pam Reese, and the Normal Town Council have given you and tasked you with when it comes to running the museum and cultural arts in general?
Well, you know, I came on board after the last director left, and that wasn't something that they were planning on, obviously. I'm not sure she was planning on it until it happened. And so some things were in the middle of transition and planning. So I'm picking up where Shelley Burlingmeyer left off, which was a really healthy place. She had a strategic plan looking forward to how the museum was going to move forward. But what the town has asked me to do is to take that and think about better development of our foundation and our relationship with the organization that essentially raises the money to build our exhibits and improve on our programs. And again, more flesh out that cultural arts department and what it actually means. So I've been spending a lot of time thinking about holistic approaches to how people spend time uptown. You know, we have really awesome landmarks and anchors, if you will, that draw people in. So the Children's Discovery Museum and the Normal Theater, the roundabout, you know, that now that spring is here, it's amazing just to sit in my office and look out the window and see how people are using this very small yet very engaging public space to celebrate, well, for a few days there, warmer weather. So, but the direction the town gave me essentially was, we're on a good path. We need to stay on this path, but we just need to find better ways to seek out revenue, like all municipalities, and how to improve our relationships in the community so that we continue to deliver good educational programs to our schools, to our homeschools, and to our visitors, and just think, you know, the vision of where we go in the next 10 years.
Full disclosure, when I'm not on the radio, I'm probably at the museum. I have two kids under the age of five. We're there all the time. And the exhibits themselves are in pretty good shape. You know, you've wander around. But I'm sure there's an itch to add new things to it. A lot of the exhibits there have been there for a few years. Where do you see opportunities and needs to make physical changes to exhibits themselves within the museum?
When the town and the foundation partnered up over 13 years ago, the foundation raised over $3 million to build all of the core exhibits. Many of them are still there in the building, which speaks to their high-quality structure because over a million kids have played with those things, and they still have a lot of life left in them. When I walk through, I see our newer things like My Big Backyard, which, you know, PNC, thank you very much for being such a good supporter of helping us fund that. But next door is a medical exhibit that has already gone through a couple of changes. We have a portion of it now that's been turned into this free space for building with the blue blocks, if you've been in the Imagination Playground, as we call it. That used to be part of a medical exhibit, and our medical exhibit is now essentially the the south end of that space, and it's so loved. Kids love being in there. The dentist chair, doing the operation board, watching the skeleton on the bicycle, making your, you know, hearing your drum, your heartbeat through the drum. All of those things are really fun, and the kids play with it really hard. And it is one of our original exhibits, and so it probably needs the most attention. Luckily, again, it was really well made, and our doctors in concert over the years, that event has raised money to buy things, to make repairs, to enhance it, and we have done that very well, but I think we're reaching the point now where we need to start getting serious about where that space goes next. And it would be a medical exhibit, but how is it going to look? How are we going to pay for that? Those are things that we're really looking at right now.
That's Beth Wissman, the new director of Normal's Cultural Arts Department and the Children's Discovery Museum in Uptown Normal. I'm Ryan Denham.
The annual Doctors in Concert is coming up tomorrow night from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Doubletree in Bloomington. It's a fundraiser for the Children's Discovery Museum. Find listings for theater, concerts, movies, and more on the community page of WGLT.org.